Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. And I'm back. So, after the catch-up episode, which I don't think caught you up enough, I'm doing the New Year's part 2 in today's episode. So as you know, if you listen to the catch up, I have not been feeling that great, and it's basically because I am just burnt out. There's no other way to describe it. I didn't get a break at the end of the year holiday season because literally the day after Christmas, I was running my brother to hospital and I was back up and down to hospital and home every single day. I ran my brother to the hospital up on Sunday. I brought him home Wednesday. I ended up having to go house sit the next day, which was a Thursday. And my father took me out the Thursday. We went to get some groceries and things for my brother. My father dropped me back at the house I was house sitting. Friday, I drove back home, took my mom shopping because mothers and fathers shop very differently. And then the Saturday, I was practically back home. So there was no holiday going on at the holiday house I was house sitting for. That did not happen. And after New Year's, I was still helping, doing the most with my brother being in recovery. So there was no real relaxation there either. And I am exhausted because after that, I started back up at work. So I didn't get a break. And if you have been following me long enough, you know by now my party months are December, Jan, and Feb. I did not party for December or January, and we are about to go into Feb. So I have been not enjoying myself. I have not been having a good time, and I am tired. I just need a break. That is where I am at the moment. Because of this, I usually go hard for 9 months and relax for 3. Though I'm not having a baby, that's just how the year breaks up into 3 equal month quarters. So I like to set my goals at the beginning of March, because also it's a wonderful cutoff financially. In South Africa, our financial year ends in Feb. So from March 1st of 1 year to February 28th of the next year is the financial year. So starting my year off, quotation marks, in March just makes better sense so I can keep better track of things for me. But also, my birthday is in Feb, so I can kind of start my next year of life in a fresh sense and a better mindset, so to speak. Speaking of birthdays, I turned 29 this year, so it's a last year for me of being in my 20s. And I want to think really hard about the things I want to achieve in this last year, because I'll be starting a new decade next year. And not only that, I want to really build a solid foundation for my 30s. And that starts now. That starts by breaking old horrible habits, starting good new ones, and transitioning slowly. Sometimes I like to deep dive into the deep end and go for it. Other times you need a gentle transition. I think I'm going to be very gentle in my transitions this year, just because I want to take it easy. I think I'm just exhausted and need to slow down. Not everything needs to be fast-paced. I think I'm way older than I am because I'm just thinking that way. But I just need the break. Speaking of break, I have not had a break, so I don't think I gave my best in my previous episode with my reflection. I know I did start looking through my old journal for some inspiration, and I did manage to make a few notes, not only about myself, but about my habits and about my family. And one of the things that I mentioned in my journal was that I wanted to work on a few habits and get into better fitness routines and eating habits. And this is something that repeated often in my journal. And when I read through it again, I realized that to a certain extent, my family has been holding me back. Because when I looked at how I was doing things when I was house sitting for my cousin, I got up and immediately did yoga. immediately after that, I did my shower routine, followed by a full skincare routine, made my breakfast, and then cleaned up everything and went about my day. That to me seemed superhuman, looking back, because at home, in my own home, like with my family, that is a rare day in and of itself. Like getting up and doing yoga, nearly non-existent. Having a relaxing full shower routine, non-existent. I'm literally in and out the shower in 5 minutes. Full skincare routine, no. I'm lucky if I get to slap some cream on my face and walk on. It's vastly different, and I need to work on that. But I do plan on giving you a full explanation in another episode. I also apologize in advance if my episode seemed very centered around this idea of having a house and a home. But as you know, it's something I'm working towards. My next thing that I discovered was that I tend to be self-sacrificing and always putting others before myself. This wasn't as much of a reflection as it actually was a reminder from my sister, who shouted it at me that I need to focus on myself and not do things for others. And not in a mean way, that was not the intention. She said it as, I'm willing to give up certain things that I had been striving for instead of doing things for myself. I would rather give up something I want than just be selfish. And I had to remind myself of my saying, it's not selfish, it's self-care. I need to put myself first. I need to do me. I was literally willing to derail myself and crash and burn financially in order to help my family, which is stupid and in the long run completely insane, because why would I do that? It makes no sense, but some part of me made sense of it. So I really need to work on that. And it's unfair that I've been conditioned, because it's not something innate. I would actually think the opposite is true, and that we are innately selfish and self-centered, because back in the day of cavemen, we needed to literally think of ourselves in order to survive. And if that meant tripping someone else and having them be eaten by the lion so we can live another day, that's what you did. I would be the one that would willingly throw myself down. That is not a good thing. That needs to stop. And getting my bonus made me realize I've worked hard for things. I deserve nice things. I'm going to have nice things, and I'm not going to let other people stop me or derail me, which is completely something I've allowed to have happen in the past. And I am honestly disgusted at the amount of money I've spent on other people and the things that they wanted or needed, because it's not my job to provide that. And I have to start literally self-talk and say that it is not my job to provide X, Y, and Z. It's not my place to give person this or that person that. It is not my responsibility. So why am I taking it on and kind of question the status quo? Because that has been the routine for so long. And I've also held myself back from going for certain jobs that would mean more pay, more benefits, more perks because of the convenience of my current job. I do love it. I do enjoy working from home, but almost the underlying factor, if I truly looked at it and analyzed it, was that I could be closer to home so that if someone does need me at home, I'd be able to help them out immediately. And that is not good. I should not live my life through fear. I should live it through ambition and going for better things, not being scared and hiding behind the fear of something bad happening to motivate me to do something else. That is not how it should work. So I'm definitely going to be looking for new jobs, for better work, for better pay, for better perks, because I work hard and I should get those things. One thing I do know is money can buy happiness. I think it's how you earn your money determines whether you're going to be at peace inward. Like, people are like, money can't buy you happiness. Trust me, if I buy myself a big house with all the things that I want, I will be happy. I think it's continuing to earn my money and how I bring my money in is going to determine whether I am at peace with it. Money, they say, is the root of all evil. I think it's the greed for the money and how you're willing to get it. That could be evil. So that is something to watch out for. But I enjoy making my money the way I do now. And as long as I'm not hurting anyone or causing anyone ill, I think I'd be fine with how I make my money. But yeah, one thing I do want to do is make more money, because I have goals for my money. I want to buy a good house, and that is a difficult thing in this day and age, but I do. And I actually have a whole episode dedicated to talking about the house, because the house is a whole other issue. I might need to buy a cheaper one now, just because of things going on in the family. And my sister in university, she wants to live somewhere else to study for this year. I don't like the environment, and I would rather buy a house and us share the house versus her living with strangers in a weird commune thing, because I visited the commune and I don't like it. So we'll see. I'll talk about that in the next episode somewhere along the line. But yeah, the final thing I want to do this year, or at least that I've realized I need to start doing, is to start saying yes to myself and saying no to things that I really do not want to do, or things that I know will upset me. Because this boils down back to that people-pleasing, family-pleasing thing inside of me. Because it's a bad hindbrain thing, and I don't like that. I want to go places, I want to travel places, I want to explore things, especially now that restrictions are easing up, I finally got fully vaccinated. All these things that I want to do are important to me, and I don't want to be told no because I've got to do something else that I really just hate doing, but I'm doing it for other people. I don't want to do that. I want to enjoy, like I say, my last year of being in my 20s, but I also want to enjoy myself and my life as a whole. And regretting stupid things because I put others above myself is not fair, so I don't want to do that. To end off this long rambly episode, I will say I still have a few, well, quite a bit actually, to get through in terms of my journaling. I do have a lot more reflecting to do. I didn't get to do it all, but like I said, I've just been tired and exhausted, and I just want to relax and reset, because making the most of my days and growing to become a better person is a much better way of spending my time than what I've been doing previously. So I want to just enjoy my time, live my best life, be the best me I can be. And that starts by looking back on the past and what I've done wrong and what I can learn from it before I go forward. So that's what I'm going to do. An announcement is that I will be back in full swing from this episode going forward. I will be uploading 2 episodes a week for the next 3 weeks so that I can catch back up on all my episodes. One episode will go live on Tuesday as per usual. The following episode will be up by the Thursday or the Friday. I'm not sure which day I wanted, but that is when it will be up. The song of this week is a song I've been loving, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. That is an incredible song, and I think I need to sing that to myself because I want me back. I want to take back the person I should be, the one that I want to be, the one that I need to be for myself. So that was it. You can leave me a comment down below. I will tag my Instagram where I will be starting to upload again. And that's it from me. Keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.